Hey guys, what's up? So, I wanted to talk about something today that I am kind of learning right at this moment in my life. Something that actually is really obvious and will probably be really obvious when I actually tell you what it is. But when you truly believe that what I'm about to say is true, when you understand it, you can make some things start happening in your life. So a lot of people trick themselves into believing that they are stuck in a situation. You are never stuck in a situation. Now, of course, circumstances may vary, but there is always something you can do to change the situation that you're in if you don't like it. Now, sometimes people will end up staying in a sucky situation because they don't want to deal with basically the hard part of change. For example, we can say, for those of you who are engaged, let's use that as an example, and you're unhappy. You thought that everything was pretty much going amazing, and then slowly over time you realize that you aren't exactly happy. You realize that maybe you said yes because that's what you felt at the time was right, but now that you've had time to think it through, you realize, okay, yeah, maybe he has a really good job and I'm very attracted to him and we get along, but there's just not that connection there, or I feel like I don't want to hurt him, so I'm going to go through with it or whatever. So some people will end up staying in that situation and end up probably making it worse in the long run because they are too afraid or think it's impossible to change the situation that they're in. When in all reality, it would just be a really hard thing to do. But you could sit down and just say, okay, in the grand scheme of things, if I want to list out my excuses of why I'm stuck, like, I will upset my parents. Well, that's not an excuse, because you should be able to explain to your parents, look, if you guys truly love me and want me to be happy, I can't go through with this. And if your parents are angry, that's where acceptance comes in. Because sometimes acceptance of a situation is the only thing you can do other than change your attitude toward it. But there is always that acceptance route. If there's going to be someone who is unhappy with your decision, then you have to learn to accept it. Because you don't want to be unhappy just because you're worried about what someone else thinks. It's your life. If another excuse is you don't want to hurt the person that you're engaged to, well, I think you're going to hurt them more in the long run if you stay with them, but you don't have that love for them that they have for you. You're letting them believe that you are as happy as they are. And in the end, you're not going to show it. It's going to eventually wear on you, and you may end up getting divorced down the road, and you never know what could happen, and it could just totally work out wrong, or you could live the rest of your life married and unhappy because you'd never change the situation you were into. If you get into like more specifics, okay, I don't have a job, so what am I supposed to do if I don't have a job? Well, you make it work. You find a way to make it work. You go and look for a job. If the person that you're engaged to really cares about you, I'm sure they'll help you out, you know. Or family, friends. Or maybe you say, hey, look, I wanna call off the engagement for now. I do love you, but I'm not sure about my feelings at this point. I don't want to rush into the marriage the way we thought. Just examples. There's always going to be something that's going to be a really tough obstacle that you're going to have to overcome. And that's one of them. And sometimes you've got to just take time and realize that, you know, in order to get out of this place that you're stuck in, you're going to have to make some difficult changes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be stuck in the situation. You would have changed it already. If it was easy to change, you would have already changed it. Just like with losing weight or making more money. You have to learn that the things that you feel like you're stuck with, you're not. You're limiting yourself. You are setting yourself up for failure by not even trying because you believe. And sometimes you truly do believe that this is the only option. You may limit yourself to thinking either this is going to happen or then this is going to happen. And there's always different routes that you can take. And it's just important to be creative and to know that what you're doing, it can only work out for the better because you don't want to be in the situation that you're in any longer. You can change your life for the better. Just be willing to put in the work and strive to make those difficult changes and to overcome those challenges. You may be stuck in a certain situation because you're stuck in several other situations, and it can get super complex when you think about it. Because let's go back to the engagement example. Say you, the job part, you don't have a job. Well, you feel like you don't have any skills. You don't have any references or anything, and you won't have a place to live and things like that. Well, you can make those things happen. You have to get yourself unstuck from those beliefs. You have to believe that there is something you can do. You can go and work as a cashier. It may not be the most glamorous job, but you can save up money while you possibly learn a new skill so that you can do something more. Find what you're passionate about. There are people out there that care for you, that can help you. And if you feel like you're truly alone, then maybe just search online for someone who's maybe going through the same problem as you and look for resources out there that are there to help you. And know that you're never stuck in a situation. You just kind of have to pan out the situation in front of you and say, why do I feel stuck? And what about the situation makes me unhappy? What are some changes I can make to fix the situation or to completely change it? Maybe you're not quite sure what the problem is at all. Maybe that's why you feel stuck. Maybe everything kind of seems a little off balance, and the problem is that you don't know exactly what it is that's bugging you, so you feel stuck in a kind of blah state. And that's when you have to take the time to say, well, what can I do to change the way that I'm feeling? You can maybe list out some of the things that are making you feel blah, like, well, I feel like I don't do much of anything that's fun. I clean house all day or something like that. Or I work and then I come home and routine. Well, change up your routine at first. Or change one thing about your routine. Add something to your routine. See if that makes a difference. Just start making changes in your life. And the sooner you realize that the only thing stopping you is your mind and your beliefs and your negativity, the sooner you'll be able to just flip it around and make your life yours. Live it. I'm telling you. It's not going to be easy, but it's totally going to be worth it. What do you have to lose?